Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. This parable from Matthew chapter 22 is a very difficult one. And when I see difficult passages, I want to speak about them. So I'm going to do that here this morning. What can we take away from this parable? What is Jesus? These are Jesus' words. What is Jesus telling us today? Dear friends, perhaps you've received an invitation to a special event. I think we all have. And that special feeling that we have in our heart. For an invitation like the one on the front of our bulletins to be successful, I think two things have to happen. And I want to outline them here in the very beginning of my message. The first thing that has to happen is the person who sends the invitation has to really give a lot of care to the details of that invitation. You can imagine those, some of those details. They make sure the name on the invitation is correct and that perhaps their name is drawn with calligraphy, beautiful calligraphy. And the colors of the invitation are carefully chosen. These are the things that we do when we send out invitations. And then the details of the special event are, they pop out there so you remember them on the piece of paper, the time and date on where you should be. And then the person takes care of the details on the event. They make sure the catering is all set, the food is just right, the drink, the musicians are good, the entertainment is well chosen. That's the first part. The person sending in the invitation takes care of the details and goes extra hard to make it a special event. But the invitation isn't successful just if that happens. See, the person receiving, and this is the second part, the person receiving the invitation has to enthusiastically say, "Yes, I'm coming." Not just that, but they've got to clear their calendar. They can't have haircut appointments and football games to go to and priorities that are going to get in the way. They clear the schedule completely. And not just that. They go out to Nordstrom's and Macy's, and they get an outfit that fits the occasion. And it's a sign of respect to the person that has invited. When those two things happen, the person who invites does their best, and the person who receives it pours out and says, "Yes, I'll be there, I'll set aside everything." An invitation is a beautiful thing. Maybe you've experienced it in life. Jesus tells a parable that's about this. In Matthew chapter 22, a king sends out invitations to his son's wedding party. And what we can say from this parable is that the king has done his part. He's done an excellent job getting the invitations out. He hasn't just written them. Did you see the details of the text here? He has sent his personal servants out to share the message, to perhaps blow the trumpet and say, "You are invited." Not just that. The king tells the servants to go out and tell them about how awesome the feast is going to be. It's going to be a fattened calf and there's going to be oxen. Remember the fattened calf in Luke chapter 15, the parable of the prodigal son? The fattened calf, the older brother never got the fattened calf. This is the creme de la creme of society. Is your stomach churning this morning? Are you hungry for a fattened calf? I'm not. But see, or liver. Are you hungry for liver this morning? This was the creme de la creme of first century life. This was special. And not just that, the king even sweetens the deal and invites so many people. The king does his part. Who is the king in this parable? Who do you think it is? Any guesses? Who does a good job of inviting? Father God. The Bible is full of God inviting his people to come closer to him. Invitations to go into the promised land, a land flowing of milk and honey. And in that promised land, friends, you can look it up. The Israelites never built any of those cities. They were already built for them. God invites them in. It's going to be awesome. God invites people to have families, people like Abraham. "Look in the stars, Abraham, and I'm inviting you to have a wonderful family." God invites people to know his son. He announces it from heaven. "Hey, everybody, here is my son. Listen to him. I am well pleased." What an announcement, an invitation. God is amazing with his invitations in the Bible. So many in the Bible. That's God. Now let's talk about the second part here. Jesus says that there are people who receive the invitations. How well do they do in the parable? Not very well. Some of them get the invitation, Jesus says, and they just disregard it. They don't even listen to what's being said. Others receive the invitation and they've got haircut appointments and they've got plans coming on in the next few months and they really can't clear their schedules. One person actually shows up to this event and he doesn't have the proper attire on for such an occasion, for the killing of the fattened calf. Now, who do you think Jesus is talking about in this passage? What do you think? God's people. Us. It's sobering to think about it that way. When God invites, but think about some of these invitations that happens that happen to God's people in the Bible. God invites Abraham to have a family with Sarah, his wife. Abraham throws the invitation away. He'd rather have children with Hagar. Doesn't answer the invitation very well. God invites his people to meet him on the mount with Moses. It's a special event, Exodus, the very beginning of Exodus. Meet me on the mountain, it's going to be great, and we can have a high time. I will meet you, my people. The people party, and they don't dress for the occasion. It's terrible, the way Exodus tells it. And then God invites all people to come and meet his son, Jesus. And you know what they do? They put him on a cross, and they don't listen to his words. We're guilty too. God invites us into his life, to listen to his word each day, to pray to him and have an intimate relationship with him, to receive his mercy and grace each day, remembering our baptism and how much he loves us. And friends, we're just as guilty. We oftentimes bypass God's invitation to draw close to him. You know, how many times does it take for someone to send out an invitation and then finally get the picture and stop sending out that invitation? For me, that happens after 2 times. If I've invited someone to do something and they really don't respond, I give up altogether. I'm done. I don't have a lot of patience. What we have here in this parable and throughout the Bible is a God who never gives up sending out his invitation. In verse 3, he sends the invitation out, a no response. Verse 4, invitation goes out, no response again. Verse 10, even kinder and more gentler, God sends out the invitation, no, once again. One of the things as a parent that I've realized is that when I invite my children to things and they say no, I tend to force the issue a little bit and say, well, how would you like to go outside to the park? And when I get the no, I'm guilty of this as a parent, then I say, we're going out to the park. The invitation's no longer an invitation, it's a command and demand. But see, friends, that is not your God. Even with the no, your God and Heavenly Father becomes more gentle, more kind in his invitation to come closer to him. Come unto me, all of you who are weak and weary. I will give you rest. 1 Peter, cast all your cares upon me. When you come to the Lord's table, listen to the words that are spoken to you today. No sweeter invitational words than this. Take, drink, this is my body. Take, eat, this. Take, drink, this is my blood. Take, eat, this is my body. Draw close to God. What a sweet invitation that is. God does it every week. Every week when we come to peace and receive the body and blood of Jesus. You know, friends, as we move along in life, we can't just bank on God always just inviting and we can just live in his good grace and he's always going to come to us. See, with the Holy Spirit's help, we can move to become people who look for that invitation every day in our lives, and God sends it to us every day. And with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can move to being people that say yes to his invitations. My grandfather was a sucker for invitations. and for any kind of advertisements that came into the mail. Maybe you know someone like this, but I remember as a child, he always did this. He walked out to the mailbox with wonderment about what kind of invitation that he was going to get that day from the mail. He loved advertisements. Do you know anyone like this? He would walk out to the mail and think that they were personal to him. I remember one time he walked back to the house to my grandmother and he said, "Guess what? We got a coupon for the new restaurant in Spokane. It's going to be great." He thought it was personal to him. Another day he walked back, "Hey, guess what we got? We got a free bowling game at the bowling alley. This is great." And I specifically remember one time he walked out and in the envelope was a car key to a dealership. The advertisement said, "Come down to the dealership, and if your key goes into the car, you win a brand new car." My grandpa was dead sure that his was the key that would open up that brand new Cadillac. It got so bad that my grandmother would go out to the mailbox and get the mail and hide the mail in the garbage. My grandfather would dig through the garbage and find the announcement and the invitation. He was with wonderment wanting to receive the invitation each day. Dear friends, let's be like my grandfather. Each day, God sends us invitations to draw closer to him, to hear his word, to go and help a neighbor. He invites us every single day. And we have an option there. One, we can receive the invitation as those people do in Matthew chapter 22 and really disregard it and not really pay attention to it, or take it up but really not respond to it. Or we can be excited with our eyes open to receive what God is going to give to us and say, "Yes, Lord. Yes, thank you for inviting me. I want to serve you. I want to go down and do what you're showing me to do." God has carefully, each day, I believe this, God carefully writes, so to speak, little invitations upon our hearts. He thinks about the message. He thinks about the person that can deliver the message to us. He thinks about our temperament and emotional, where we're at in that part of day. And he thinks of the best way to put that invitation to us. He's constantly giving us invitations. And he wants us to say enthusiastically, yes. What invitation has God placed upon your heart this week? What invitation has God placed upon your heart to draw you closer to him? Let's pray this morning about that. Dear Heavenly Father, open our hearts, open our eyes. Give us joy to look for that gracious invitation you place before us each day. Lord, we thank you that you never give up inviting, and you call to us, even with a kinder voice, to come near to you. Help us just this week to look for that invitation and enthusiastically say yes. In Jesus' name, amen.